I grew up in the city of New Orleans, a city where the party comes first, where the drinking is prominent and where people like to shake their butts after a few drinks. It is not a songwriter-friendly town. And when I was a young fella wanting to be a songwriter, there was another fella not too many years older than me, but he had the vision and the confidence and the brass to go out in the world and make it as a songwriter on his terms and bring that back to New Orleans. And on that, I've built a lot of dreams. It is my great pleasure tonight to introduce Spencer Bowron.
Wow, that's a lot to live up to. Well, I have been a soloist for a really long time. We had our second child. I'm not sure when. You know, it was in the 80s. And we had a gang. So, but I was looking at him. I was in my, you know, 45th band with a 45th stupid name, and we were working for nothing and having a really good time till all hours of the morning and night. And I looked at this new baby, and I thought, he is so cute, and he is going to starve. Unless I do something besides play in these bands. And so that was really the first time I decided that maybe I could get serious about being a soloist. And once I realized how easy it is to work without a band, I would never go back. But that's a lot of years ago. Andre is 30, you know, 5, 6, 7, something like that. And he's a tremendously gifted musician himself. But that's what makes something like this such a true pleasure, is to be able to share music again with a whole bunch of guys. We're just having fun here. That's really what we're doing. And a lot of you have heard my music for a lot of years, and I can't thank you enough, you know. Paul says, I did it, but really, it's you that did it. I couldn't have done it without you. Let me introduce you to a couple of my imaginary friends. You know my real friends now. We were driving in a place called Pocahontas County, West Virginia, a while back. If I knew then what I know now, I would have brought some Dramamine. And we drove by an old homestead that was all broken down. Nobody'd been living there for a long time. And I was so busy driving, I had to ask Marilyn to please write these words down, because sometimes when the words come, they just come hard and fast. It's like Bob Dylan says. Somebody said, how do you write songs, Mr. Dylan? And he says, I don't write them. I just write them down. Well, that's what happened. We wrote this one down. So let me introduce you to these people. I've kind of fallen in love with them. The old homestead's broken down. Everybody's moved to town. But the leaves still turn to scarlet up the holler. Gardens filled with weeds, it can't meet nobody's needs. While the kids are chasing that almighty dollar. My sister's on the coast, while my brother's making toast in a diner somewhere out in Arizona. Been gone a while, but I can still see Mama's smile. But she doesn't recognize me anymore. And the wind blows through the trees, puts me on my knees when I think of all the songs we used to hear. I'd give everything I had just to hear my mom and dad sing those old songs we used to sing together. Me, I've been rambling around, singing songs from town to town. I never found a wife or made a dime. But I love every mile, and the memories make me smile. It might have run its course, it might be time. And the wind blows through the trees, puts me on my knees, when I think of all the songs we used to hear. I'd give everything I have just to hear my mom and dad sing those old songs we used to sing together. Now the air is getting cold, it must be time to hit the road. There ain't no way to sleep here anymore. But if I could have my way, I'd come back here and I'd stay and listen to the birds sing every morning. And the wind blows through the trees, puts me on my knees when I think of all the songs we used to hear. I'd give everything I have just to hear my mom and dad sing those old songs we used to sing together. The old homestead's broken down, everybody's moved to town, but the leaves still turn to scarlet up the holler. Well, I'd like to invite Jim McCormick to come up and sing another one of those slick Nashville songs that I like so much. And, Jim McCormick, y'all.
Well, I'm going to go against type. All right. You know, Spencer said we're just having fun, and we are just having fun, but, you know, I thought, listening to a song by the Highwaymen, that it'd be fun to put a band together with some friends from New Orleans who were songwriters. And we got together and we wrote some songs. And if it had stopped right there, it would have been tremendous. It would have been awesome, you know. And maybe it should have stopped right there. but we got a great group of folks called Threadhead Records to give us the funds to go in the studio and record it. And then we had a recording, and Alex's wife designed a beautiful CD, and then we have a document of it, and the kids and all can see it in years to come. And man, that would have been enough right there. But today we traveled across state lines, and now things are really beyond, you know, my control, and the law will have its way with us, I'm sure. But it's going to be fun, and it is already fun. Thank you all for being here, a part of the debut performance of the Wright Brothers. So in all those time, you know, chasing the dream in Nashville, and it is a dream, I wrote a lot of love songs. And when I met my wife, I tried to convince her that although the copyright dates were prior to our meeting, she'd had none of it, and but I finally landed one that was really, really for her and because of her. I tried to talk like William Faulkner, and walk away like old John Wayne, tell a joke like Andy Griffith, write a song like Yesterday. I'd hit the beach like I was Buffett. Oh. Hit the gas like 43. Oh, but baby, thanks to you, I'm turning into me. Now I turn up the songs I love, even when they're old and sappy. I turn down invitations to places I don't want to be. And I try when I'm sad, and I laugh when I'm happy. Thanks to you, babe, I'm turning into me. They say that I'm the spitting image of my grandpa at this age. I wonder if when he met Granny is when he finally turned the page. I've always had my daddy's anger and my mama's yearning to be free. Oh, but baby, thanks to you now, I'm turning into me. And I turn up the songs I love, even when they're old and sappy. I turn down invitations to places I don't want to be. And I cry when I'm sad, and I laugh when I'm happy. Thanks to you, babe, I'm turning into me. I've always known who I was, but I never had somebody love me just because. I turn up the songs I love, even when they're old and sappy. Or I turn down invitations to places I don't want to be. And I cry when I'm sad, and I laugh when I'm happy. Yeah, thanks to you, babe, I'm turning into me. Turning into me.
Thank y'all.
I get to bring them back up. Please, one more time, welcome the fabulous Alex McMurray, Spencer Boren, and Paul Sanchez. They don't let me play this thing while they're on stage, so I have to put it down now.
That was his choice.
We don't make any rules in this band. If we let him play the electric guitar, we'll let you play the acoustic guitar.
See? Spencer had to tell me to turn down three times at soundcheck. I'll save the electric guitar for a song where I can really irritate him with the volume.
I'm going to bring my electric guitar next time. And you know what? If we get Alex to bring his electric guitar, he will blow y'all away.
No, he doesn't have to actually turn up. He just is great.
It just burns.
The whole reason I play an electric guitar when I'm with Alex is that the distortion covers the fact that he's much better than me.
So we had a hard time thinking of a name. You probably, if you're not musicians who are starting bands, you probably have no idea how hard it is to come up with a name and how stupid some of the names are that you do come up with. And we had things like, the Never Be Brothers because, you know, we were singing harmony. And then, of course, that turns into the Ever Be Brothers. And
it gets
crazy. But we did end up writing a song that I think the Everly Brothers could have done.
What happened was Jim calls me And I'm hanging out in my house, and he says, hey, man, you're late for the writing session at Spencer's. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I hang up the phone, and I tell my wife, I can't believe I'm so unprofessional. I forgot that we're writing today. So I feel so bad that I'm late. I jump in the car, and I think, well, I'm late. I better show up with something ready. So I start singing this thing. I think it's great that I was late for work today.
That's how he is. That's how he is.
I don't mind losing my way and wander for. I wrote this whole first verse and chorus because I felt so bad that I was late. I was holding everybody up. So I get to Spencer's and I knock on his door and he answers. He goes, hey, man, what are you doing here? I said, well, Jim called me and he said that I was late. And he said, well, Jim's not here. I said, what do you mean Jim's not here? He told me I was late. And I turn around, Jim's pulling up, and he comes running up, and he's breathless, and he goes, guys, I'm so sorry I'm late. And Spencer goes, I don't think you're supposed to be here. So we call Alex, and Alex says, I can't get a babysitter at last minute. I don't have this in my calendar. What the hell are y'all talking about? So since we had all gotten together, and I was so anxiety-riddled about being late, we figured we'd go ahead and finish off this tune.
Shame is a great motivator.
You know what? My guitar's been sitting in this room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's...
Paul plays nothing but outdoor gigs. So.
Well, you know...
Is that where that tan comes
I
from?
I only brought the acoustic guitar so that Spencer wouldn't be nervous. And I didn't bother to take time to tune it just before we came on because I didn't think I'd be using it until you got that dig in about my volume.
You know, that's the way he is. He blames everything on someone else. If he could get this together.
I had five older brothers. I'm used to blaming it on the older guy. I think it's great that I was late for work today. And I don't hate to lose my way and wander for a day. I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm just fine with all that I've been through. But I admit I got one regret, and that's losing you. Losing you, losing you. Every day I wake up thinking this can't be true. Losing you, losing you. I'll go back to sleep again. I'll be trying to dream of when I was far away from losing you. My car got towed and I'm owed about $1 million. I bet the ponies at the track, but I ran out of luck. I need a drink, instead I think of how I'm feeling blue. That's when I thought of how I started losing you. Losing you, losing you. Every day I wake up thinking this can't be true. Losing you. I'll go back to sleep again. I'll be trying to dream of when I was far away from losing you.
Before I ever knew Alex McMurray, I got his CD, Banjax, and I heard this song, and it just broke my heart. I sang it at home when he would play gigs with me, I'd beg him to sing it, even though he didn't want to. And finally, when we got to do this record and it was my turn to choose, I chose this song because then I didn't have to ask him anymore if I could sing it at shows. I can just go ahead and sing it. This is a song by Alex. It's called Wedding Day.
Keep talking.
It won't matter to you. You're Spencer Bowen.
We did give this one the Buffett treatment, though.
You know, I threw a groove on it that was just different than his groove, and he said it reminded him of Buffett. And I know how much he loves Buffett, so I took it as a real compliment.
Trop rock. It's actually, it's got a kind of a cool little groove.
I wish I had half Buffett's money and a quarter of his weed, really.
Yeah, I'd say about a quarter of his weed, yeah. All
right, I think. Two, three. Day is done. I'm knocking back the medicine. Ain't no sin. Ain't no sin to be lonely. One more time, the faces of our friends floating past, till at last I see my one and only. On our wedding day, seems like only yesterday. Each night on my TV set, as if I ever could forget. On our wedding day, we took our time, or so they say. But now I don't have much to do, since time went and caught up with you. Kids have gone, your mama took them, I couldn't tell. It's just as well, because I'm a baby too. I'm marking time, and everything is just as it was. Just because they were touched by you. On our wedding day, seems like only yesterday. Each night on my TV set, as if I ever could forget. On our wedding day, we took our time, or so they say. But now I don't have much to do, since time went and caught up with you. Alex. Spencer.
I'm Alex.
Don't want to confuse the sound, man. You're gonna dance with your dad. Still, I'm glad now you're smiling over his shoulder. My best best man. Flower girls and ring bearer boys. All the joys. And one day I grow older. On our wedding day, seems like only yesterday. Each night on my TV set, as if I ever could forget. On our wedding day, we took our time, or so they say. But now I don't have much to do, since time went and caught up with you. Thank you all very much. That's my Alex McMahon.
Beautiful.
Alex is going to do y'all another song of his. Give him a hand.
Thank you.
Since you're in C, you want to hang around for this one?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a C.
C?
C. C. Yeah. It's like the same song, but a little faster.
I found my dollars from Mardi Gras Day. I guess I had them all squirreled away. I'm gonna take them out on the town, and I'm gonna throw the dog around, cause all my rivers are running right. Man, I've been dancing in double time, and something's making everything rhyme. Tie a rag up on your head, baby. Do it till you're almost dead, cause all my rivers is running right. Come on, boys, and strike up the band. Been this way since the world began. Come on, baby, and dance with me like we was meant to be. Now something greening up in my ear. I got a breeze in my boot now. Fill your pockets up with dreams until they're bursting at the seams. Cause all my rivers is running dry. Been this way since the world began. Come on, baby, and dance with me like we was meant to be. Now something's grinning up in my ear. I got a breeze in my boot now. Fill your pockets up with dreams until they're bursting at the seams. Cause all my rivers is running right. Running right. All my rooms is running right.
Spencer Bourne, hearing that song for the first time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. It's time for Paul Sanchez to lead us in a number, right? We got time?
Do we have time?
I think we have time.
This is a song I wrote with a friend of mine, John Boutte, who's one of the greatest singers alive. If you've never heard of him, you should. B-O-U-T-T-E. And he was raised black in New Orleans, and I'm not. People laugh when I say that, but in New Orleans, after four generations of drinking and not asking for IDs, you don't know. We were walking down Canal Street in New Orleans, and he pointed to a cemetery, one of those above-ground cemeteries we have, and he said, you know what, baby, my father's buried there. And we had been comparing the differences growing up black and white in New Orleans. And I said, well, man, one more thing we got in common is my father's buried across the street. And he smiled at me and he said, you know what, baby, black or white, we all gonna meet at the foot of Canal Street. So he wrote this song, and I asked Spencer and Jim, come on back and join us on this one. And it's simple enough, and what John and I intended was that we'd sing this song for the folks that helped formed us that weren't around anymore. So I ask y'all to sing along with us and think about somebody who helped form the you that's sitting here. And when I say, I'll see you there, y'all answer at the foot of Canal Street. It goes like this. I'll see you there at the foot of Canal Street. What will you wear at the foot of Canal Street? What will the band be playing at the foot of Canal? What will the people be saying at the foot of Canal? Is your father lie there? Does your mother pray? Put on my golden crown at the foot of Canal Street. So don't waste your time being angry when a moment's better with a smile. And if you feel your time's been wasted here for a while. And I was standing at the bus stop. I was just across from Krause. And I was waiting for the driver to take me to my heavenly house. And I'll see you there at the foot of Canal Street. What will you wear at the foot of Canal Street? What will the band be playing at the foot of Canal Street? What will the people be saying at the foot of Canal Street? Foot of Canal Street. And when the levee banks have overflowed and the streetcar has seen its day, and when all is gone, the plantations, hallelujah, the Tremaine and the Vucare, you know I'll be swinging to that music. I'll be up on higher ground where Pops is blowing Walk On. Up with Gabriel, make a sacred sound. And I'll see you there at the foot of Canal Street. What will you wear at the foot of Canal Street? What will the band be playing at the foot of Canal Street? What will the people be saying at the foot of Canal Street? Your father's heart, does your mother pray? Yeah, I wanna put on my golden crown at the foot of Canal Street. Y'all sing it by yourself. And I'll see you there
at the foot of Canal Street.
What will you wear
at the foot of Canal Street?
What will the band be playing
at the foot of Canal Street?
And what will the people be saying
at the foot of Canal?
Nice. Your father there, does your mother pray? Yeah, I want to put on my golden crown at the foot. Let's all sing it one last time together. And I'll see there
at the foot of Canal Street.
What will you wear
at the foot of Canal Street? At the foot of Canal Street.
What will the people say
at the foot of Canal Street?
Does your brother lie there? I want to put on my golden crown. I want to lay my burden down. I'll be moving up to higher ground at the foot of Canal Street.
The foot of Canal Street.
Yeah, at the foot of Canal Street. Thank y'all, man. Thanks for singing. Y'all sing real fine. Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Paul Sanchez, y'all. That is a great song. A great song. And we will see you there.
My man. So many firsts tonight.
Do we have two more songs?
Yeah.
Y'all good for two more?
Yeah. grew up in New Orleans, and you know, you grow up. I like the spooky stuff. I like it a lot. You know, Spencer's
spooky stuff. Yeah,
Spencer's spooky stuff in particular. And no, I gravitated to this song quite naturally, I think. And well, you know, what can I say? I hope he thinks of what I did with it as Alex, as yeah, Alex does with what Paul did with his. You know, I can only hope. You know. Yes. Yeah.
Well, snakes crawl at night, wild dogs howl in the moonlight, the wind it warns and whispers, just 1 hour past midnight, down by the border. Ain't hard to cross the line, but every dog has his day, man, and tomorrow is mine. Yeah, everyone has a secret, you're gonna reap what you sow. I was born with good luck, but I'm standing on my tiptoes, 'cause the water is rising and the night is deep. I'm out on a limb, man, yeah, I can't sleep. Living on borrowed time, anyone can read the signs. Living on borrowed time, but tomorrow is mine. Could be the devil's dream, might be the promised land, but when the river of hope turns into the river of sand, heaven knows at the ending will give me some kind of clue. Fingers to the bone, baby, for my heart is true.
Now, there's supposed to be a guitar solo here.
Aren't you supposed to play it?
I refuse.
Oh, come on, Alex.
No, I'm not
going to
do it, man.
We did this like 4 times at rehearsal. It was your solo.
Well, here's my chance to act, you know.
Come on, man. Playing solo. That's for sure.
I'm not doing it.
Crying out loud. Read between the lines. Yeah, it's now or never. Your fault or mine. But the road never ends. It's all downhill from here. This is the real deal, babe. And there ain't nothing to fear. Living on borrowed time, anyone can read the signs. Living on borrowed time, but tomorrow is mine. Living on borrowed time, anyone can read the signs. Living on borrowed.
As mentioned, it was Jim's idea, and really he had come home from Nashville with some hit songs in his pocket and a new baby. And his wife wasn't raising the baby in Nashville. She was a New Orleans girl. So he came home and he wanted to do a songwriter thing, and he got this idea and he called us all up and we said, sure. And when we got to the very first writing session, the first thing Spencer said is, well, I don't write songs all that often, so I'm going to be interested to see how this works.
Actually, what I said, Paul, I want to correct this right now before it goes any further.
Good, yeah.
What I said was I'd never written songs with anybody else. I've only written about 500 songs.
Okay. So he said he'd never written with anybody else. And he sat there sort of being very polite, saying, well, I don't write with other people. And he was waiting for ideas to happen. And when they happened, he was always had something to say, right? So we're in the studio the final day, and Spencer, the whole time, he's like, we didn't write enough songs. We need one more song. We didn't write enough songs. We need one more song. So Alex and Jim were working on something. And I brought Spencer in the next room, and I said, hey, I got this idea for a chorus. And I sang it to him, and he just blinked and went, and he sang this line. And I was like, well, that's an awesome song. What do you mean you don't write with people? And then Alex, who when we started, when Jim had this idea, Alex was my favorite curmudgeon to perform with. We're both equally antisocial, which is the basis of our friendship. We both have equally dark worldviews and sense of humors, which I love about him. So when I brought in this chorus, and I thought, well, Alex is going to love this. I had this line, let's lift our glasses and tell them all kiss our asses. But in the interim of beginning the project and recording the project, it had been like a year. And in that year, Alex had become a father. And his curmudgeon side had softened unbeknownst to me. So when I spit out this line, he went, hey, man, that line's kind of harsh. Can we sing Drink to the Sadness? And I just smiled and thought, well, fatherhood has changed my favorite curmudgeon. But yes, we can sing that line.
All right, and Paul, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second to take care of some boring radio business. I need to remind all listeners that this is Radio Live. You're listening to on WUWF 88.1 FM, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola Village campus of the University of West Florida. I want to thank these guys, the Wright brothers, for allowing us to see their debut.
Thank you, and thank you for coming to our debut. You didn't even know.
And I want to remind you, well, I actually want to tell you, remember this moment, because I will never be able to afford them again from this point older. However, there is hope. If everyone here tonight buys their CD, that might make it sweet enough for them that they might consider coming back. So think about that. And also, to keep this show going, if you have anything left over after you buy all their CDs, we've got our tip jar back there by the door, and if you really enjoyed this, and I can't believe you didn't, this is probably a record for audience staying. No one's moved this whole night, which is unbelievable. Nobody's got up and left. So think about that. What kind of a musical meal was this? Leave a tip. Leave a tip at the door. And now, just one more thing. I just need to remind you, the Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmeister, who is out in the van by himself in the cold tonight, Mr. Dale Regal. Let's hear it for Dale. Our house sound is done by Mr. Tom Skinner.
Thank you, Tom.
And back at the station, our master control operator, who is neither cold nor out inside by himself right now, but he's there having a good time, Mr. Bob Barrett. Tonight we had production assistance from Josh Morton, Steve Pfeiffer, and Morgan Crawford. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographers tonight, Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, Mariah Singerman. Our house managers are Trish Allison and Lindsay Myers, and of course, our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody. Take it out, guys.
Mississippi, we'd take the ferry to old Algiers. Me and my buddy, we ride for hours, go back and forth while the day disappears.
through a window, reached out to grab me and pulled me inside. And all that was broken and broken around me went up in smoke as we all got high.
Let's lift our glasses and drink to the sadness, sing the familiar old songs with our friends. All too soon comes the end of the tune, and who knows when we'll be together again. When I was younger, I leaned on the railing, silently watching the river roll by. Now that same river is laid out below me, out of my window up here in the sky. Let's lift our glasses and drink to the sadness and sing the familiar old songs with our friends. All too soon comes the end of the tune, who knows when we'll be together again.
Had to go to the mountain to find something back here that I left behind. Let's lift our glasses and drink to the sadness and sing the familiar old songs with our friends. All too soon comes the end of the tune, who knows when we'll be together again.
I want to invite you to sing this chorus with it when it comes around again. And not just yet. Here's the rest of the story.
After a lifetime of crossing that river, heading on over and heading back home, it's always a river that runs through your lifetime.
It'll be that same river wherever you roam.
Let's lift our glasses and drink to the sadness and sing the familiar old songs with our friends. All too soon comes the end of the tune, and who knows when we'll be together again. Let's lift our glasses and drink to the sadness and sing the familiar old songs with our friends. All too soon comes the end of the tune, who knows when we'll be together
again. One more
again.
Time.
Let's lift our glasses and drink to the sadness and sing the familiar old songs with our friends. All too soon comes the end of a tune. Who knows when we'll be together again. Who knows when we'll be together again.
Thank you so very, very much. Jim McCormick.
Thank you.
Alex McMurray, Paul Sanchez, I'm Spencer Bourne. We are, as of tonight, the Wright Brothers. Thank you so much.